A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand and to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All, from least to greatest, shall know me, says the Lord, for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. The Word of God. There are times when it becomes almost impossible to translate a word from one language to another. There are dangers even in simple words. Take the French word maison, house or home, yes, but the French experience of home may be rather different from what we associate with our English words. And the word maison conjures up a different image. And how do you distinguish between house and home when translating into French? There are huge dangers in moving from Hebrew to English. In today's reading in Hebrew, we have the word lev. It's commonly translated heart or mind or sometimes inward parts. The trouble is that none of these is adequate to convey the significance of lev. The problem with heart is that we moderns tend to think of the heart as a place of feelings. We have in the back of our mind an expression such as, I love you with all my heart, something like that. But that's not how Jeremiah's audience understood that word lev at all. In Hebrew, it means mind and will and heart and soul and courage and a seat of determination, passion, all these things and more. So when Jeremiah has God talk about a new covenant saying, I shall write my law upon their hearts, it's more than instilling in the people some desire to do God's will. This God of Jeremiah tells the people, I am giving you a new covenant. So, how is it different from the one given to Moses on Mount Sinai? Well, at Mount Sinai, God's list of do's and don'ts was written on stone tablets. And long afterwards, that list became part of two books of the Jewish canon, books of Exodus and Deuteronomy. The important thing is that the list was something external. It was a code of behavior given to, you could say, imposed upon the people. And the community religious leadership was all about giving instructions on the code of behavior and exhorting the people to observe it. The instructions for a good life were simple and structured. Do as you're told. For Jeremiah, the practice had proved inadequate for the purpose of living a good life. The people were simply incapable of observing with any integrity the laws given to Moses. In one of last week's readings, he talked about God being like the potter, finding something not working out, and so starting all over again. And that's what this new covenant is about. The new arrangement with people to have the way of living not directed at them from without, but written on their, here's that important word, written on their lave. It's imprinted on not merely their hearts or minds or on the deepest parts of their being. It shapes not just how they feel or think, but everything they do, every moment of every day. The being that is human absorbs the life of the divine, and they become people of God. And here's the crunch. All the failures and frailties of the past, the sins and weaknesses, are in this covenant wiped out, forgiven. God will remember their sin no more. What an incredible gift is this new covenant. One of the strongest impressions I have of the Olympic Games is the total dedication of so many of the competitors. Oh yes, there are cheats and big egos and pretenders, but most of them have given their entire lives to their sport over a period of years. They have sacrificed themselves in all sorts of ways, have endured illness and injury, have faced disappointments and dashed hopes. They have given their lave. Can we Christians find that kind of passion, the indwelling presence of God in our deepest self, and come to know God truly?